Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. Zimeli, good evening to you. And I'm looking at my screen at the moment, lots of green and a nice rebound from resource stocks.
Evening, Jeremy. Yes, and I think that rebound, particularly for the resources, is also being buoyed by that recovery in gold trading, which we saw sell off a little bit, I think for liquidity purpose, when the whole tariff turmoil was going on. But then, you know, the entire market is recovering pretty strongly from that, in line with pretty much global peers. The Rand as well, we're seeing that strengthen right now. We saw a bit of a sell-off there in our currency, particularly due to the sell-off in local bonds. I think just investors, you know, during the time of turmoil and uncertainty around the tariffs, sort of got rid of those riskier assets, which tend to swing a bit more in the others, and South African assets in the grand scheme of things fall into that bucket with other emerging markets. So while the Rand was weakening last week, we saw the dollar was also weakening at the same time, so we weren't benefiting from that. But we're seeing the Rand come back right now. We're seeing the markets come back. Yeah.
Well, certainly as far as bullion is concerned, you talk about a sell-off a little earlier. There was a close last night, $3,210 there or thereabouts, up almost 0.5% today, 0.5%, $3,223. So again, it just tells me that its safe haven status remains secure.
Absolutely. I mean, we're still on the edge of our seats here. I mean, Trump hasn't necessarily, toned down talks of tariffs. I mean, he's rolled back some of them, but he did speak about pharmaceuticals. I mean, there's still the standoff with China. You know, he's also reviewing semiconductors. So, you know, the whole story is still very much alive. I think it did run its course a little bit last week. The markets are just sort of like putting it in the back burner for now. You know, that's why we're seeing these recoveries. But yes, certainly, you know, the fear is still there. What's going to happen next? I mean, 90 days, if nothing really happens that changes anything, that means tariffs are back on. Hopefully not, but there's still very much a lot of risk in the market.
So difficult these days to call the Rand, though. I mean, trading in a range today, 1874 to 1892 against the dollar. I've got it currently 1889, so that's virtually flat at the moment. But I guess traders just live with that volatility now.
Absolutely. It's one of those times, you know, particularly due to the fact that, I mean, this is similar trends we're seeing with other emerging market currencies. You know, the dollar is, you know, on the back foot, but not so much of a benefit to emerging markets currencies, even though we've recovered a bit from last week. But it's become very hard to gauge because there's so many moving pieces. You know, as I said earlier, like, you know, even though the dollar is losing, we're not necessarily benefiting, at least not last week, you weren't necessarily benefiting too much from that. You know, just by virtue of being, I suppose, a riskier emerging market currency.
How closely are you tracking Vodacom share at the moment? I've got it up 0.6% today, but in the past month, it's risen by over 8%. What's driving renewed interest or sentiment in that share?
Oh, yeah. So I think what's driving renewed interest in Vodacom, in particular telcos in general, when we saw, you know, some earnings upgrades by a lot of analysts, you know, from reputable corporations, particularly JP Morgan sort of upgraded their view on Vodacom from neutral to overweight, mostly because of, I think, you know, the tariffs they sort of spoke about. So we know with MTN and other telcos in Nigeria, they were granted that right to sort of increase tariffs, which they have done. Here in South Africa, you know, Vodacom recently increased some tariffs. They are settling in pretty well. And they also guided for further tariff increases this year. and also sort of like their Vision 2030 targets, medium-term targets, were also upgraded. So, you know, I think generally the, you know, market sort of sees that based on the earnings outlook in the medium term, the stock is currently trading at a bit of a discount. And I mean, you add in that macroeconomic tailwinds with lower inflation, and you also add in the fact that there's been a bit of a sell-off due to tariff fears, you know, it's created a bit of, I suppose, good entry points here and there.
Drawing along in that wake is Telkom. That's up by 1.8% today, but a slightly different story as far as MTN is concerned. Just pulling it up on my screen right now, and that's down 0.4%.
Yeah, of course. I think, yeah, for now, I mean, the performance is a bit mixed. With MTN, I think just this month, that has done relatively well. Again, that's because of the tariffs in Nigeria, and I think they'll be able to do pretty much the same here locally. Telkom, there's nothing that we've seen as far as what they'll do with tariffs. I think they'll probably keep it low for that market share, for those market share gains, perhaps. That's what currently was going on there. So there's no real news around there.
What is of some concern, and I'm not 100% sure whether we've had any further development on this, but Transnet workers are warning of a strike. Pay talks with the parastatal have failed. The union UNTU rejecting the company's unchanged wage offer. And if a strike goes ahead, this is just another nail in Transnet's coffin, and it will have a knock-on effect as far as the supply chain is concerned, particularly at a busy time of the year like this.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Transnet system has been, you know, ailing for a while now. And as I say, it's going to be a nail in the coffin. We've seen a lot of companies report disruptions in the supply chain and the logistics, which, I mean, they'll have to seek alternative options, which, of course, will increase costs. And I actually had a look at the previous strike, which I think it was in 2022, and the Minerals Council sort of estimated that, you know, companies, you know, were taking costs of around 815 billion a day, you know, during the last strike. So, I mean, it's already an ailing system. I think it's been improving recently. But yes, a strike right now would not bode well for.
And just looking at the difference in demand as far as UNTU and Transnet is concerned, the union is demanding a 10% increase. Transnet's come back with an unchanged 6%. So that is difficult. I think I've got time for one more question. The former Deputy Finance Minister, Thabiso Jonas, has been appointed, as we reported yesterday, a special envoy to the United States. From what I can read today, Zimeli, this seems to have gone down fairly well, at least in South Africa. What's the general sense within the business community? How are they viewing this?
I think it's positive, particularly here in South Africa. I mean, he's a very experienced politician, government official. He also sits and has sat in a couple of boards of JSE-listed corporations. I think Signia and Northern Platinum, I think, is currently the chair of the MTN board, a multinational corporation. So as far as diplomatic relations from a geopolitical as well as a business perspective, is the guy for the job. But interesting, I actually just read something, you know, a publication in America, which pretty much was the same publication that, I won't mention it, but that it unearthed the comments by Ibrahim Rasool. It sort of sounded them off. Sort of unearthed similar comments by Mrs. Jonas in 2020 about Donald Trump, some negative comments there. So I think the right wing in the US is not really happy about it. We don't know how that's going to translate, but obviously he's a head of an envoy. He's not necessarily an ambassador per se in this particular sense. But I think, you know, as far as being a man for the job, I think he definitely is. And I think that's the reaction from South African business. From a US perspective, who knows? But I think,
I mean, who knows? And I mean, I sense those earlier comments that he made are probably going to come back to bite him in one way or another. That certainly will be made very public, I think, by the right wing in the United States of America. Thank you so much for the update tonight. That is Zimeli Mbanjwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.